This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, wa lillahi al-asma'u al-husna. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the beautiful names, and the names of Allah azza wa jal also are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. So Ar-Rahman is not merciful, but the most merciful. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that name in many, many verses in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Enough that we start the recitation of the Qur'an al-Kareem with Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. In Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And many, many other verses in the Qur'an al-Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly mentions His great name, Ar-Rahman, which means not the merciful, but the most merciful. And Ar-Rahman means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses everyone. Ar-Rahman, it means His mercy, and He is the one that His mercy encompasses everyone. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Qur'an, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and my mercy had encompassed everything. So Ar-Rahman is the most merciful, the one that His rahmah, His mercy had encompassed everyone, had encompassed all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had encompassed the believers and the disbelievers, the Muslims and the non-Muslims, the human beings and the animals and the jinn and the angels, and all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's creation that we know of, and that's creation that we don't know of. So Ar-Rahman is the most merciful, and because of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we live on the face of this earth. Because of the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jalla that had encompassed everyone and everything, we are not being punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. That's part of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not punishing those who are disobeying Him, those who disbelieve in Him, those who are going against His commands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not punishing them. That's part of His attribute as the Rahman, that His rahmah had included, had encompassed every single one, every single thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rahman. And this is a term, an attribute, a name that's only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because some of the names of Allah azza wa jal, you can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that name. And you could also call the creation of Allah azza wa jal with that name. But Ar-Rahman is only limited and restricted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He is the one, the most merciful, that forgives and has mercy upon everyone and includes everyone. Subhanallah, you look around. It's all about the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are living in the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are surrounded by the rahmah and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. But not any mercy, an encompassing mercy that's beyond our imagination. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rahman. And He makes mention of that verse, or makes mention of that name in many, many different verses in the Quran al-Kareem. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that He is the Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you and I for us to comprehend and understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never ever be despondent from the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmah. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes everyone in His mercy, and that's why He had attributed to Himself the attribute of being the Rahman, and the name of being the Rahman, the one that His mercy had included and encompassed every single one and every single thing. That's the Rahman, one of the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we shall ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be asking Allah azza wa jal with that great name, the name of the Rahman, the most merciful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass us and include us in His rahmah. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.